you know, one hit wonders, the list is long. I know there's probably 100 that they've named, but there's probably 100 more, 200 more. But the ones I think that are the most influential are Blase Blase, Danger, Camp Low, Luchini, This Is It, and Nine, What You Want.
I think all of those,
you know what I'm saying, El Posse, and My Name Up in Lights, and I in
the Nine.
No doubt, man. That's a dope list right there. That's a dope list, Mr. J.
But my personal, we'll do my personal favorites real quick. Volume 10, Pistol Grip Pump. Crucial Conflict, Hey. Shaheen, a.k.a. The Rugged Child, On and On. And, of course, my all-time favorite, who got stolen by Drake, the whole verse. Players Club by rapper Forte.
Forte. For real.
My man, that's a dope list right there. You stole some of mine for sure. I'm sure you stole some others. Mr. Jones, welcome back to the show after a hiatus, man. But first of all, let me get a round of applause there, Pete, for Mr. Jones.
Word. I feel the love.
What you got over there on the One Hit Wonders, Mr. Jones?
Ah, snap. You know, I wish I would. I'm trying to figure out how come I didn't say what Mr. J said. But I got some One Hit Wonders, man. I got to go with Young MC, Busta Move. I promise you, you're not going to go to tis the season, right? You ain't going to a holiday party at the office without that. You know, Young MC got it in. My man Tone Loke, Wild Thing. You know, he had a couple other joints, but it's like Tone Loke with Wild Thing, and like that was just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And for down South, Southern Fried Classic, man. I gotta go with Lil Troy and the Crew, but want to be a baller, Shot Caller, 20-inch blade, 20-inch baller. Baller, great. Hey, push it roll tight. Like, dope. Just, you know, an honorable mention of Mr. Biggs, time to go to trial.
Time to go to trial. I think he did go to trial and lost. That's why we didn't hear no more from Mr. Biggs. I want to go over to the Prime Minister, Paul Masson, man. I know you got something cooking for us over there. What's good, bro?
I'm going to tackle it like a few ways. I got like a list of like who I think is like the biggest one-hit wonders. Of course, Criss Cross, I think, has got to be up there. I remember everybody turning their pants on backwards. Positive K, I Got a Man, is one of the biggest. Contrary to what people say about this cat, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, it's not contrary.
Ice Baby was a huge.
So Mix a Lot, Baby Got Back. Loonies, I Got Five on it.
Oh.
Akinelli, Put It in Your Mouth, one of the biggest one-hit wonders ever. Somebody that Mr. J mentioned about another episode, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, Deja Vu joint was so big. And then I got like a few like I felt like were my favorites, like Smoother Hustler, Blase Blase, Channel Live. A lot of people won't say nothing about this record though, Mims. This Is Why It's Hot. I really love that record, the way it's put together. And real live shit. You ain't gonna hear that too much. And then last but not least, I got a few overlooked ones like Sporty Thieves, No Pigeons, Pace One, I Declare War, and Ahmad Back in the Days.
Outsiders. Yeah.
I can name one hit wonders for days though.
Yeah, I mean, y'all named a lot of the ones that I would have personally named myself as well, but there's a couple y'all left off, including like my favorite one hit wonder. But I mean, so we got Sweet Potato Pie by Domino, the Diddy by Paperboy. Remember that? The Paperboy had a huge hit with them. I got five on it. Of course, you mentioned that. That's a huge hit for them. And what about like Whoa, Black Rob?
Yeah.
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 One of the best one hit wonders of all time, right there. I mean, every time you hear it, that's one of the dopest first of all time in hip hop. Latin Looney, what you got, man? What you think over there? What's your take?
So, Ice Baby for sure, man. But then I had Jump Around by House of Pain, Just a Friend by Biz Markie, and then moving up a little bit, like more into like what I grew up listening to that I would know everybody knows is Designer by Panda. So that would be like,
I just put that shit on my story the other day.
Yep. So I would definitely have to say those, and those are the ones that I definitely remember.
I don't want to say we curmudgeons, but it seemed like a lot of music nowadays is one hit wonders. Like a lot of music. So, all right. So, I mean, anybody got anything they want to add before we move on to the next topic, right here?
I just want to throw in it's something real special about the one hit wonder joints. You know what I mean? Like, you could really remember where you were when you heard the song. You could really remember when it dropped. You know what I mean? It's like, even though it's that one joint, it's like, I think anyone or all of us as artists, man, if that one joint hits, man, that's special.
One more thing I want to say, though. We forgot one name. To me, it's the greatest one hit wonder record of all time, the most timeless one, Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Oh, wow.
It takes two.
Joy and the Pain.
If you play that now, it's like young cats know that when they don't even really know that.
But he had more than one hit, though. So, and that's my thing with that.
I don't know if he like really had another big hit past that, though.
I don't know. I like everything.
I feel like every year radio plays after that, though, even if it wasn't that one song.
You said what?
I still felt like they were getting radio plays after that.
I mean, that song still gets radio play to this day. I know that much. That one.
Absolutely.
I think almost every song that we named on here still gets played like nonstop, even if it's in the elevator.
Y'all said some shit I forgot about, so I might have to. Y'all said some shit I forgot about. What about PM Dawn? What's that song?
Set Adrift on Memories Bliss.
Yeah.
Yes. That shit was fire right there.
You know what about my theme song? Skilo, I wish I was a baller. I wish I was taller. I wish I had a girl. I was taller.
Wish he was a rabbit in a hat. You know what I'm saying? All right, moving right along with the Live and Vietnam cast, man. So we want to talk. We're going to move now to some current. Some current. So as we know, man, this is a New Year's edition of Live Vietnam. We hope everybody had a good year this year, 2020 in the rear view. Saying that, gentlemen, we're going to talk about the best verses of 2023. I'm going to start this off. I'm real short and sweet with this. You know, I listen to everything new, but there was some dope projects this year. And I felt like the verses, I loved Killer Mike's verse on Motherless. Man, this dude, it was just crazy all year, Killer Mike's influence. I like J. Cole on All My Life, man. I did. I mean, I know that's probably an easy answer. And I like Jadakiss on Take Him Out. You know, I mean, I love that track, and I loved his bars on that. I'm going to go to Latin Looney's first on this one. Latin Looney's, what's your thoughts on the best verse of 2023?
So I'm kind of stuck in between three ways on this. But I think I might have to give it to Lil Wayne on Brand New, his verse on the Brand New. Then I would have to go with J. Cole with the Secret Recipe, his verse on Secret Recipe. And I'm gonna have to go with Gunna on Bread and Butter for the third, man, because that he normally, you know, Gunna talks about like drugs and women and money and that's it. But you go listen to him on Bread and Butter, he's actually speaking some about everything he was going through, like in the RICO case that with Young Thug like that. So it was like crazy to hear him come out with a different style of verse that he's normally used to. So I gotta give the third to Gunna.
And like what you said, Looney, honorable mention to Lil Wayne. I honestly could have named him on a lot of verses. He's been crushing it all year with bars, crazy bars.
All year, man. All year.
Paul Masson, man. Best verse of 2023 for you, what's your take?
J. Cole on the Drake record, the first person shooter joint. I got to go with Cole, man. Okay. I got to go with Cole. You know, when you gave me this question, I was like, there ain't really a lot of verses that are memorable this year. But that was the one that really stood out for me. And it's fairly new. But that's the thing. You named a Cole verse. I named a Cole verse. Looney's named a Cole verse. I mean, Cole was like, he's killing the verses for 2023, it looks like. You know, that's mine. Next.
There you go for the prime minister. And now we're going to go over to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones, man, best verse for you, best what you think your list is 2023, bro.
I don't know, man. There was a lot of stuff I was listening to. But, man, it's crazy, man. I got to go with another Wayne verse. He popped up on that Nas album. On the Magic 3 album.
Yes, he did.
and it's like, there's a whole, I heard a dope, I, you know, we heard a lot of dope verses this year, but like, you know what? That's where I'm going. Because it came off a project I wasn't even expecting to get
him
that.
To be on. Yeah, facts. That's facts.
And then it's like, when the cat show up there, he's like, ah. It's like, it's real nice. It's real dope, man.
Absolutely, man. The historian, Mr. J, man, give us your wisdom, bro.
I like that.
Yeah, man. J. Cole has been over a lot of things. Him and Wayne are really kind of battling it out for, you know, features showing up on everybody's stuff this year. But I have kind of like a top four real quick. Definitely, Paul took my answer. You know what I'm saying? That first person shooter that just goes so crazy. And I didn't really expect to really like it as much as I did. And it's so crazy because it even has a Ace Vane, you know, on TikTok has his own little kind of Batman, Superman spoof. You got to go check that out. That
is hilarious, bro.
It's hilarious. You got to check it out. But that first person shooter, that's probably on my top one, battling with Andre 3000's verse on scientists and engineers on the Killer Mike album.
I swear, it was up there.
That was right. That was right.
And that next one is Killer Mike's verse on that same song. It's just Killer Mike, that album stays in my deck. It stays. And there, it's been in there since it came out.
Hey, hold on to that. Hold that take. Don't let that take out the bag.
But,
we go.
But I'm moving on to the next verse. Of course, you said take him out. That Jadakiss, take him out. Those are my top four right there. That's real lyrics, real bars. That's inspiration to me personally. For me, in my opinion.
But that's not biased because, you know, a lot of cats mentioned some of the same. You see, it's dope that these, what you would call elder statesmen, coming back lyrically challenging the genre again when people have felt like it's been lyrically lacking for a while. You know what I'm saying? It feels like it's coming back to some lyrics. So anybody got anything to add? Dopest verses of 2023. Make sure y'all are hitting the comments down here, liking comments. And guys, when y'all watching the show, comment what y'all think y'all best verse of 2023. Which ones y'all think we missed? I'm sure y'all. Anybody got anything to add before we move on to the next topic?
If they don't, though, we need to get in a little dizzle break, and then we get into the next topic.
No doubt.
Honorable mention to Benny the Butcher.
Benny the Butcher.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. 100% I'm missing the Benny the Butcher. All right, man. Before we're gonna give you a little tease when we come back from take a dizzle break. When we come back, we're gonna get into the Scarface Tiny Desk, man. Made a lot of noise. Time for some dizzle.
Got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it sucks. Bobby Dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gon' lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gon' have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That Dizzle.
Welcome back to Live from Vietnam, brought to you by Dizzle. Make sure to check out Circle of Kings, third episode drop. Check it out on YouTube. Check out the Paul Pickett podcast. And, of course, Live from Vietnam, man. Welcome back, gentlemen. Somebody, the sniper has took out Jones. We will send a search party. And there he is.
Oh, shit. Jones can walk. Jones can walk.
Oh. Hey, it's a miracle. It's a Christmas miracle, motherfucker.
You see the other guy, man. You see the other guy.
You see the other guy. So, all right, guys, getting back into the topics of the week, man. We got, once again, man, a surprise. Scarface comes out, does the PBS Tiny Desk concert series, and literally kills it, destroys it. I mean, it's all ablaze. Actually saw where it was mentioned. It's the performance of the year. It was announced by some outfit on the internet. We'll go to the prime minister first on this one too, man. What do you think about Scarface's Tiny Desk, yo?
So I'm kind of new to this Tiny Desk thing. I was on the phone with Jones, and it was very interesting when I watched the Scarface one. And then I had to go watch the Juvenile one. I wasn't really big on that one. He's a little offbeat to me. But watching the Scarface one was really, really intriguing, man. It was just like a whole different environment, a whole different world of really displaying the hip-hop art, you know? And then Scarface, I think of Scarface, man, like, when I was in junior high, I don't know if I could think of any other artist, a group of artists that was on an independent label that was as pop as Ghetto Boys and Scarface were. Because that my mind is playing tricks on me. Everybody in the world liked it. That record was damn near a pop record, and they was on an independent label. It was so amazing. It was so amazing. Scarface is probably one of the top two storytellers of all time, him and Slick Rick. I mean, I couldn't imagine hip-hop without Scarface, the voice, the delivery. And the way he did his little Tiny Desk was very intriguing and interesting. Like, I want to see how some of these other cats do it. I don't know if Juvenile was a good fit for it, but Scarface definitely, it showed me a different side of Scarface that I'm not typically used to seeing, you know? And so I think people need to go definitely check it out.
Absolutely, man. It's an unplugged version. Check out Mac Miller's too. His was amazing. I'm gonna go to Mr. Jones next. Mr. Jones, did you have a chance to check out the Tiny Desk Scarface concert?
Yes, sir. I did, and it was great, man. It was great. It's like one of them shows. You know, you go to the show, you already pay for your ticket, you already got expectations, right? But then you get there, and it's like, your expectations are there, but then it's like the artists take control. You know, it's like the Tiny Desk. I like the Tiny Desk because the Tiny Desk series is in a controlled environment. It's not 5,000. It's not even 500 people. It probably sounds like about 70 people, you know?
No, it's like 14 people.
Yeah, it's like nobody in there.
It looked like it's one cameraman, you know, but
just the casting crew.
To listen to Scarface talk, and I'm gonna throw it back to where Paul started to go to Rap-A-Lot Records. I've been hearing Ghetto Boys since 86 when I was standing at a bus stop because some kid from Texas had a tape to seeing this cat on top and throwing. He didn't even do everything he got and throwing emotion into it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's real great. And I think it's real beautiful to see, man. Hip hop keep hip hopping on, man. Piece of Brad Jordan. One of the best ever to do it.
What do you think, Mr. Jordan? Yeah, Paul loving it. Paul got the sound effects on Smash tonight. If y'all haven't noticed, I love it. We're listening to live from Vietnam. Hey, Mr. J, what you think about the Tiny Desk Scarface?
You know, it was a wonderful thing. It's for an artist. If you were trying to be an MC, this is one of those moments where you need to sit down and take class. You sit and you watch this, and you watch how an individual performs in an intimate setting. This is an individual who's shows that he's not just an MC, he's a true musician. Like, he understands the performance aspect, he understands musicianship, and he understands how to tell a story even when he's introducing his songs. So, you know, it just gives you a whole different vibe, and I loved every minute of it because of that. And I was already had his greatest hits in the deck. You know what I'm saying? It's I think about 38 songs, and it's almost like a mixtape format of the album. But this kind of gave me a whole nother feeling to it. And you just know exactly why he is one of the greats. And he's an MC's MC. He's one of those people.
I don't need a whole lot of reasons to put the diary on and listen to it. I'm going to tell you that.
Classic.
But I want to say this, watching it. So the diary was a real big record for me in my coming of age, in my time of life. I listened to that over and over, man, like Biggie said, till the tape popped. And I just loved it. It was his songwriting was so beautiful. It was, I want to say this, watching him perform, I watched the whole thing. And listen, I'm so close to those records. I could spit every single record on that album, every single record that he spit, I could spit. And when he did it, it's different to hear the 50-something-year-old Bradley Jordan spit hot When I See a Man Cry. Because you can hear the